drink some more. I want to get drunk off my ass.
Hey, what's up? This is Zed.
What up? I'm Afrojack.
Hey, guys. This is Vici.
Hey, it's Calvin Harris.
Hey, this is Borges.
Hey, I'm Dimitri Vegas.
And I'm like Mike.
Ready? One, two, three.
What's up? This is Stevie Aoki, and this is
the Beats and Booze Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode number 7 of the Beats and Booze Podcast. I am Dramos, joined by Spirito.
What's going on, guys?
And producer / Radio Flips.
Oh, God.
It's back.
Again. It's just Flips, goddammit.
Just Flips.
It's Radio Flips on Twitter and Instagram.
That's with a Z,
not
in case you're wondering.
Yes, it is with a Z. It looks cooler with the Z. Shut the fuck up.
Totally cool.
And we're joined. We're going to be joined later on in the show by Sonny James and Ryan Marciano. But in the meantime,
we have a special guest in the studio.
Yeah. Steph, what's up?
Hi guys.
You might want to talk on the mic. It's not gonna bite.
Yeah, okay. It's not gonna bite you.
It's not gonna bite you.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Steph is a friend of the show. She's gonna join us and hang out. She's our insider to Sonny James and
she's
Ryan
obsessed
Marciano.
With Sonny James and Ryan Marciano.
Yes. They're her bays.
Yeah.
I love them.
She stalks them a little bit.
Yeah.
So. Only because Spirito texted me and was like, "They're coming down to the studio. Get here." I was like, "Okay."
Yeah.
I wasn't doing anything else.
Right?
Yeah. It's only
like
Monday.
You have work or anything.
Yeah.
It's only Monday at 3 in the afternoon.
She also stalked them last night, apparently, too.
No, I went to the Steve Angelo show and they played.
So. Like, you're proving my point.
Yeah.
And then I saw them on Thursday. I love them.
There you go.
All right. So we're here at Stalker Stephanie today.
Yeah. And it's the Stalker Stephanie podcast.
Let's
should we get a new logo made up?
That'll take us another 2 months.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about some beats before we hit the booze a little later.
Yes. Let's do it. So the iHeart Awards are coming up, right?
iHeart Radio Music Awards. Yes. Technical term. In April.
So we want to talk about the best artist category.
Best dance.
Dance artist
best,
category.
Yeah, of course. Best. I mean, we're a dance show. Yeah. Sorry, I should be more specific.
We also want to talk about the regional Mexican artist award of the year.
So. Dance artist of the year.
Yeah. So the nominees are Calvin Harris, David Guetta, Major Lazer, Skrillex, Diplo, and Zed.
So basically, Diplo's in there twice.
Yeah. So he's got a better chance.
And by Skrillex and Diplo, I mean Jack U.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, all right. So let's go around the room. Who's your dance artist of the year from that selection?
I mean, this year it's got to be Major Lazer. I mean, they've kind of had a lot of the hits and shit as far as like the dance world.
True. Steph?
I'm going to go with Calvin Harris. How Deep Is Your Love has been a banger.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Dramos?
I want to preface this by saying I'm surprised that DJ Snake wasn't nominated here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
You Know You Like It was huge. He was also a part of Lean On with Major Lazer.
Well, we'll get to that, but as the artist category, it's a little surprising.
I'd have to say of this, I think Major Lazer, Lean On was just such a huge smash hit.
Oh, we agree.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
Aww.
I'm going to have to side with Steph on this one. Calvin's the man, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he was banging Taylor Swift. Like, on that alone, you get Artist of the Year, in my opinion.
I guess that's unfortunately, we have no tiebreaker, so we're pretty much fucked on that.
That's it, yeah. we'll have to get the tweets and see what
everybody thinks.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, but I feel like Calvin Harris, you know, he's already such a huge star. It's not that hard for him to break a record, you know what I mean? It's for a new song of his to become huge.
True.
Whereas a Major Lazer and even like a Skrillex and Diplo Jack U thing, neither one of them are really artists that were played on the radio as
but
the main person.
You got to consider like that's all good and well, but the artist isn't best new artist. You know, it's best artist of the year. So, you know, Skrillex versus anybody, it's still who's better, no matter what.
Told you.
Yeah.
Boom.
Fair enough.
Strained you the fuck out.
Well, plus they have the Bieber collab going for them. So they got all the
which
believers
is all
on
hot.
Their side.
Yeah.
All right.
The believes all slided over there. And then we got the best song category, right?
Yep, best dance song.
So those nominations are Hey Mama by Guetta, Lean On, Major Lazer, DJ Snake, and Moo.
Moo.
Is it Moo? Is that how you pronounce
know.
That?
No. Nah. It's either Moo or Mo.
She pronounces it weird because it's like a foreign thing.
It's that weird,
but
the way the O is written.
I've heard Diplo say Mo before. So.
All right,
we'll go off Diplo. We'll call it Mo. Waves by Mr. Probs, Where Are You Now by Jack U, and then You Know You Like It, DJ Snake featuring Luna George, right?
Yes. I feel like that's probably the Robin Schulz remix, too. I don't know why.
Well,
it's not
clearly, it's
Waves?
Not the original Waves.
Well, I don't know why they wouldn't give Robin Schulz credit when
they should give
when they're announcing
it. It's his track,
it.
Yeah,
the original one. I mean, I don't think Waves even belongs in there at this
point.
No, not at all.
So, Flips, choices? Your choice?
I guess I would go with Lean On. I'll stick with Major Lazer.
Steph?
Going Where Are You Now? And you forgot Afrojack on Hey Mama.
Oh, right. Ooh. Of course. Yeah, of course.
Wow, she's got some
she's on top of
she's got some attitude.
I know.
Sorry, Nick. My bad, dude. Didn't write it down. I don't know. Lean On or Where Are You Now? There's just, they were so huge.
Yeah.
I might have to go Lean On. It was used on everything.
Yeah. Ramos? I'm stuck between, you know, you like it, Where Are You Now, and Lean On. You know, you like it, to me, was it crossed over into like even urban radio, though. So that's pretty big. Mm-hmm. You know, that's hitting a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Where Are You Now kind of resurrected Justin Bieber's career, so to speak.
Single-handedly.
Yeah. And made him relevant again and like kind of kicked off this whole thing that he's okay to like now.
Without people hating him and driving into polls and getting pulled over and acting like a jackass. Now he's cool now.
Exactly.
No, I feel like he still acts like a jackass. No, he's, probably. Now it's just a little more acceptable.
But he still does.
It's okay to say you like his music.
Exactly.
Now.
Yeah, that's true. That's
and
a
then,
big thing.
Obviously, Lean On, it was just everywhere. It's huge. I'm probably going to stick with Lean On just because like the stream numbers, it broke records and things like that. It has to be probably the
All right, so there you have it. Those are the Beach and Booze podcast predictions for this year's iHeart Music Awards.
That's right. And that airs in April. So, be on the lookout for that. And in the meantime, we're getting some music now from today's guest that is coming up later in the show. We're going to play the song Sounds of the Underground from Sunnery James and Ryan Marciano on the Beats and Booze podcast.
Instagram at Beats and Booze.
All right, so that was Sounds of the Underground by our guests that are joining us later in the show, Sunnery James and Ryan Marciano. Dramos, you're all amped up over there reading something.
What yeah, SoundCloud, who, yeah, I have a love-hate relationship with SoundCloud.
I think we all
well,
do.
Well, yeah,
they
should, like, kick you off permanently?
Yeah, I got banned from SoundCloud.
Woof.
So,
sucks to suck, bro.
Yeah,
why? Copyright infringement. I got my third strike on, I think it was on a Bieber bootleg I did, and you know, the man stuck it to me.
But isn't there, like, a bunch of different bootlegs?
Yeah,
shit up there?
But they, I mean, everybody's kind of been getting kicked off. I've seen so many big DJs at this point, like, lose their accounts and
well, there's MixCloud and stuff, too, isn't there?
Yeah, but the thing that SoundCloud has is that you can post mixes as well as individual tracks. MixCloud is strictly mixes. And I think also the community in SoundCloud is a lot stronger where people can find your tracks as opposed
well,
to MixCloud.
Well, you could find our podcast on SoundCloud
That's
as
right.
well if you're yeah. listening on there.
SoundCloud slash Beats and Booze.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
Boom.
But so people have been, you know, speculating on SoundCloud and what the future of it holds because they've pretty much turned their back on the DJ culture who essentially like really helped build SoundCloud. So there was something written about SoundCloud saying that it was going to be going out of business relatively soon. And now SoundCloud has recently fired back saying that that's all false and that they've actually gotten some huge partnerships and signed deals with people like UMG and PRS, and they've added nearly 200 deals to their...
Well, you know what it is. I mean, coming from a label, you know, I work at a label. It's how do the labels monetize it? So if they're not making any money, of course, they're going to be like, no, we're shutting your ass down. Like, that's it. You can't post our stuff. We need to get a cut, whatever. So whatever deals they worked out, I'm sure that's why they, you know, and now they have the ads and stuff too.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't they just figure out how to get paid from the bootlegs and stuff? Or is that even not even an issue?
It gets so complicated between like licensing and sampling and, you know, the cuts and percentages of who gets what and, you know, royalties and all this crazy shit. It gets so complicated. You literally have to have a law degree to like even scratch the surface of what that's all about. So,
well, the dance label itself is confusing as fuck to begin with.
Yeah. I mean, I really think that to me, if they change the mindset from a label, they should just look at it as free promotion at that point. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, no, exactly.
It really is. It's not the original version of the song. So nobody who wants to hear the original Justin Bieber Sorry, for the sake of example, is going to, you know, go look for a bootleg.
It comes down to whether or not they put it up available for a free download. So it's like, say like we have a song, you know, like we have Sandstorm at Robin's.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that freaking song.
Yeah.
And there's like bootlegs and remixes that come out all the time. So it's like when I come across one, I let our legal know and it gets, you know, yes or no'd by our boss Corey. But most of the time, like you said, it's kind of just like a refresher that people who maybe even haven't heard the original somehow will go check the original out, but it all comes down to whether or not they're releasing it as a free download.
I
so
mean,
if people
on the radio
can download
side,
it
just makes things a lot easier for people to just, here's the link to SoundCloud, you go up and listen to it.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
instead of downloading and, you know,
I get the
killing memory in your email and shit.
Well, yeah. But I mean, I get the download thing, but at the same time, you know, you have DJs who are primarily downloading these bootlegs, and that means that, let's say, Sandstorm gets played in a club again, which it probably, you know, for the most part, wouldn't have gotten played since it was popular, you know?
Right.
If it wasn't for this bootleg or this remix of it. So now you're reminding people about that song, that might lead them to buying it on iTunes now.
Right. Well, we'll see, again, that's the thing. It all comes down to download. So it's like, you know, even our sponsor, Digital Music Pool, like, they have a bunch of bootlegs and remixes and stuff like that that, you know, if people are downloading it illegally or for free on SoundCloud, like, why would you want to go pay for a service that, you know, brings those tracks to you? So it's all about money, man. It all boils down to dollars and cents.
Steph, comment?
I don't know. I'm a big SoundCloud user, so I mean, the ads are obviously annoying. I get why artists would be pissed off and labels because they want to get money from it. But I mean, as just a regular user, I love it.
Right.
It makes getting music so accessible.
Exactly. And I think that's what's cool about it. I mean, there's even been times I've heard a bootleg and I didn't know, let's say, what the drop was. It was like an EDM song. And then I went and looked it up and maybe I bought it on Beatport or whatever the case may be. And it made me discover what that song was. So you can also look at it. It could be history repeating itself with the labels with the same thing they did with Napster, where they fought against Napster and this whole thing.
Greatest thing ever to come out, period, was
Napster. But had they have embraced it early, they could have probably come up with a subscription-based service, you know, years ago before people really realize how easy it was to illegally download things. It could have kind of nipped it in the bud and turned that into a profitable thing.
I downloaded so many illegal albums.
I mean, that listen though, that was like during a whole different time where like the internet was just really getting like started. And, like, if you think back to like files you've downloaded from Napster, they were like 2 megabyte songs. Like, they were super, super, super compressed, shitty versions of everything.
Of course, but I think you're still fighting against technology to a degree. You know what I mean? It's what I'm saying. Now they're still trying to fight against technology, but you can't. At the end of the day, you can't.
Well, that's what I'm
you
saying.
You can't beat it, you know? Like, so you might as well join them.
Exactly.
And I've always said that labels should start selling acapellas on iTunes and make that, you know, a public thing, because there's so many
kids. That would make sense.
So many kids that want to be DJs or want to be producers, you know.
Not all, but
I mean, it's stupid. They could be monetizing that, you know, focus on things like that, embracing the culture that this is, and you can make money off of that. I'd rather buy a high quality acapella than sit there trying to, you know, filter out the background noise of something.
Well, I mean, if you're a DJ and you need an acapella, just go to digitalmusicpool.com.
Well, exactly.
Random plug. Go for it, whatever, fuck it.
But yeah, I just think you can't fight technology. And SoundCloud is doing what they can to turn into a legitimate business and actually make money. And I can't knock them for that.
True.
But, you know, as a DJ, I can't help but feel slighted.
Well, you know, win some, you lose some.
Yeah, such is life, you know? What are you going to do, right?
Stop posting up illegal shit and maybe you want to go throw it
off. Yeah, man.
God damn it.
Well, gotta pay people.
Gotta get the name out there somehow, you know?
People gotta make money.
Staff, comment?
I made my SoundCloud comment. I love SoundCloud.
Anything else on your head?
Yeah.
What do you got?
What's going on?
What's going on in your world?
How's your life doing?
Other than stalking, I guess.
Stalking? Oh my
God. You are.
No, I'm not.
They're BFFs.
Chris texted me.
I did. I got her down here. I yelled at her to get an Uber.
Yeah, that's true.
Steph had a crazy night with Sunnery James and Ryan Marciano last night. And speaking of, let's play one of their biggest stream tracks. This is ABC by Sunnery James and Ryan Marciano here on the Beats and Booze podcast.
Bye.
Sunnery James and Ryan Marciano with ABC on the Beats and Booze podcast. And we actually have the fellas here in studio with us. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Of course. And listen, the first thing I noticed when you walked in the studio were the Yeezys on your feet. So, major thank props on there.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm assuming you didn't have to wait in line for those.
Thank God. No.
For which one? He got all of them.
No, I made friends with a friend from me in Amsterdam. He has his own store and he got the Yeezys, and I got really, really nice with him. Like, listen, you know, a lot of your shop, come help me out. So he took care of me.
He hooked you up.
Yeah, now you got the connect.
Yeah, you
got
to hook me up with that with your friend now. After the show, let me know. So you guys are super into fashion and clothing and things like that, I've heard.
Yeah, a little bit addictive, actually. I love shopping. I mean, better than other things. So,
true.
Yeah, you get worse addictions.
Sometimes I look at my account, I'm like, Sonny, come on, you have to stop. So much money. Yeah, but anyways, I love clothing.
Yeah, we're playing a game right now. He's buying all the expensive stuff, and I buy the less expensive stuff.
You see, it looks better?
That's awesome. Do you have a favorite pair of sneakers right now?
Bruh, the Yeezys.
Yeah?
I mean, they walk amazing, and they look good. And
they look super comfortable.
Yeah, they do.
Really comfortable.
Yeah.
You did a great job on that.
They do look pretty comfortable.
So you guys were in town for all the Fashion Week stuff.
Yes.
Is there any show that like stood out? Like, wow, this is...
I actually love the Rag & Bone show as well. They have a lot of nice stuff there.
Solid. Yeah, they have a lot of cool stuff.
I was quite impressed on this guy called Francesca Liberatore. Francesca Liberatore.
Was it a guy?
Another Italian guy?
I think it was an Italian guy, yes.
Okay.
Sounds like it.
Francesca, yeah.
Well, we had a lot of girls walking. That's what I noticed.
No, I was really looking at the pieces on the girls.
I forgot about that.
You forgot there were even clothes involved. So did you guys get a chance to go to the Kanye show at all?
No, actually not. We didn't have time to go. It was like a zoo out there. So it was to get in there, to get out with a big schedule. But I hear it was a great, different. It was interesting. That's what I was.
I saw some pictures that were interesting.
Yeah, but we had the same thing. You know, we were like, we can go there, but there's other shows that's not going to be online. So we were like, we'll see the pictures and the show online. So
I heard some mixed stories about that show. Everybody's talking about it end of the day. I think he did a great job.
I saw a model standing on stage. That was pretty much the main part of the whole thing.
Something totally different.
Well, with the big bubble, the revealing. It was all on Snapchat.
Yeah, album was good.
I heard the album was good,
That's awesome. I mean, so you guys were in New York recently. You're constantly traveling, always touring. I mean, I feel like I always see your name popping up at festivals, and shows
different
all over
clubs.
The place. I literally was just on Spotify where they put up like the tour dates when you're listening to music, and they just had shows all over the place for you.
Yeah,
guys.
We traveling a lot actually.
Yeah, so how do you guys balance that life? I know you have kids and you post them up on Instagram all the time and things like that. How do you balance that life between being, I guess, like a normal person, you know, living a family life, and then just being this world traveling DJ producer duo?
First of all, communication
with your
wife and everything, and also the management side. So, I mean, my wife has a pretty busy job.
Yeah,
and
we
both together travel a lot. So it's a lot of communication and planning.
Mm-hmm.
And I must give it to our management. They are doing a great job because besides, you see all the traveling online.
Yeah.
But when we're not posting stuff, we're at home with our family.
Yeah, yeah.
So people sometimes say, oh, they're always traveling.
Yeah, that's all you
when
see,
we're not posting,
we're
with our family. So I must say the last 2 years, they really got on it and we... like a normal family life as well on the side. So
that's
but
awesome.
Actually you're always the family, you're living always the family life even when you're on tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get limousines, pick you up and private jets and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But in the end your phone rings, what, you didn't clean this or you didn't do the garbage, you know?
Yeah.
So
it keeps you, I mean, for me when we start blowing up, the family came and it was a good thing. It's a base.
Yeah, it keeps you grounded.
Keeps you grounded. Yeah, really happy.
That's awesome. And I actually saw on your Facebook recently, you guys posted some pictures of you guys snowboarding.
Yeah.
I was wondering what kind
you
of...
You mean thing? Black guys in the snow?
Yeah.
How's that possible? That's no comment.
I'm glad you guys said it.
We both started like really... in Holland, there's like a whole culture. You're going in the winter, you go to the mountains. So we went with school already.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we really liked it both. So it's always funny. In the beginning in Austria, they look at you like, what is that? But we both liked it.
Did you guys start snowboarding or did you like do ski at all too? Or just
I started at skiing.
At skiing,
Yeah, me too. When I was little, actually. And then it wasn't cool anymore to ski. So
At a certain point, you have to go snowboard.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Gotta stay cool. But
exactly.
Also on the touring front, I mean, you know, you guys are traveling and you have your family stuff. Where do you guys find time to like just sit down in the studio and work on tracks?
Yeah, I mean, normally in between the touring, when you're with your family, you took some time for the studio, right, and you go in and try to finish stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some kids, who, if you're working on something, please look at it. Maybe you can work on it. So when we're back, we can work on it together. Mm-hmm. You always try to keep it moving, because on tour, it's hard to finish a track. You know? So we have a lot of people as well, like, who are looking at us and like,
right, back and forth. Guys. Yeah, of
course. That's how everybody does it. You have to.
Yeah.
With touring, you're never going to finish something.
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, I see pictures of like a bunch of different DJs, like, you know, they're on the way to the show, like fixing tracks and stuff like that.
Actually, we thought it was like you have to do it all, but Steve Angelo, one of our biggest inspirations, he told us, listen, guys, when you're on tour, put a team together you trust, who you know we can work with, otherwise you never finish something.
Yeah.
So he told us, like,
That's
helped us out a little bit.
Great advice,
Yeah, we actually had Modi, and he was telling us how he, at the hotel he's at, that's where he does his stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a big villa to himself. Yeah,
you have to rent it and put your sound, but that's still, you have to be in your studio where you know all the sounds and everything to finish it. I mean, you can work on tracks, but to really finish a project and know that it sounds good, you have to be in a room where you know the sounds and everything.
Mm-hmm. But it's great if you travel, you get a lot of inspiration and stuff. So, I agree. At the pool is the best.
And nowadays, actually, when you're on tour, I mean, it goes so fast with technology, so you can put it on USB stick, you test it out in the club, and you know, say, the bass is too loud or the hi-hats are too soft. You know, you can adjust on tour as well.
Right.
That's cool.
Has there ever been like an instance where, you know, you're trying something out on a new crowd and you just get like no feedback? Just kind of like.
Sometimes you think, this mix is insane. Yeah. And you play it out and you're like, okay, mix it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens.
Not sometimes, a lot. Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, speaking of music, maybe we should get into some more songs from these guys.
Yeah. So let's hear one of my favorite songs from you guys. We're going to listen to Come Follow by Sunnery James and Ryan Marciano.
There was a place we used to go. So far and down below, we used to walk a secret road. And now we're standing at the bottom. Look up at waterfalls. So take my hand, let's make the jump.
Follow.
BS and turn up the...
Hi, this is Sebastian Grosso.
Hey, what's up? This is DJ Snake.
Hey, this is Cedric Gervais, and follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Beats and Booze.
All right, that was Come Follow by Sunnery James and Ryan Marciano. And guys, I know you said you had a cool story kind of behind this track. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about it?
Actually, we went to LA to meet up with some songwriters with some ideas. You know how it goes. We left to go in the studio, and this guy walks up, and I can sing. He opened his mouth, and we're like, okay, this is it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's not bullshitting us.
And yeah, and actually, the vocal was actually for someone else first.
Wow.
And we put a lot of work and effort to get it for us, and it worked out. So yeah, it was a long, long journey for this vocal. A lot of big artists like try to
take it from you guys.
Yeah, to take it, yeah.
It's got to be, I guess, a mile marker then for your career to
exactly,
know
yeah.
that you guys were able to obtain this.
Yeah, I mean, the guy liked us, was like, you know?
Yeah.
So we're still working with him. We work on a lot of stuff coming this year as well. So it was a good meet. And I mean, the relationship is really good now. We're going to work on more stuff.
Nice. We were kind of touching on touring and playing shows earlier. And one of our older shows, we talked about, there was an article talking about like the craziest festivals in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd love to kind of hear your perspective of, you know, what are some of the craziest festivals you've ever played?
I must give it to Tomorrowland. Yep. Not even in Belgium. We played Brazil last year. We're going to play it again this year.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we didn't go with any expectation because Tomorrowland Belgium was always one of the biggest things.
Biggest things, yeah.
And we start playing Tomorrowland in Brazil.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, it was insane. Yeah, we didn't expect it at all. And so, yeah, went all nuts. Yeah. And we could play the beach, you know, because, you know, they're all South American. They love to shake. Like, it's easy for us. You can put us there all day, you know.
But then we had some an ultra.
Yeah.
Miami, we had a crazy show, I think, 2 years ago. We played the worldwide stage.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy what comes off on that stage is incredible. I must give it to the guys from Ultra how they do it every year in Miami.
Yeah, they do it right.
They kill it. So, but for us, and especially in Brazil, we didn't expect something like that for Tomorrowland.
Yeah,
it was
right.
Like, was like, wow, like a surprise for us.
Was that your first time playing in Brazil?
No, not really. We played some club shows. We did some touring.
Okay.
We once went with Armin, a whole tour with him as well. So we know Brazil, but then the first time Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
They did it even bigger than Belgium.
Wow.
So, oh, wow.
That's crazy. That's insane.
To give it to them, yeah.
Which crowd, like, do you have a preference? Like, you know, like, when you're in Brazil, you can play some, like, deeper tracks, like, more rhythmic and stuff like that. But I feel like when you go to Ultra, you kind of have to cater and, like, play a little bit more mainstream stuff and, like, you know.
We always try to adapt with progressive sounds when we play, but we love the tribal and the underground, you know. Like,
for sure.
Bring it with focus underneath it. But, I mean, for the Latin crowd, especially here in New York, we can do whatever we want. And go nuts. That's when we get a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And I must say it's a mixed crowd now because when we play, there's a lot of mixed. You have Latin, you have black, white, so it's nice to play.
And you can play mainstream, but you don't have to play all the new stuff, you know, what's hot now. There's a lot of classic, whatever, you know. It's,
oh, I feel you on that,
there.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to play in the new hot shit, but sometimes you have to go a little bit more back.
The throwbacks are great.
Exactly, I think it's, especially people get excited because they don't hear those every day, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, when you drop them out of nowhere, it really gets
like,
a reaction.
Wow, this track,
Definitely. I mean, well, speaking of shows, you guys have your Sexy by Nature brand, which you guys are playing shows all over with.
Yeah.
How did that kind of come about, and how do you go into that differently than like a normal club show? Do you guys approach your set differently, or how you plan it out, and the artists that you guys pick to DJ with you at those shows?
Actually, Sexy Manager started, we needed a new name. We had Amazon Project, what we started with, but it was a little bit too much in the jungle atmosphere, you know?
Right.
So we talked about something. We looked at, I mean, she's here as well, Steffi. And we looked at all those comments on Instagram and Twitter, how people like describe our sounds. It was always sexy and with like natural rhythms. And they would say, oh, sexy, natural, sexy by nature.
Yeah.
That's how it actually started. Just look at Facebook.
Well, naughty by nature spin-off.
Yeah.
I like that.
Then we started a weekly show.
Yeah.
And actually what we want to show that house music is, because it becomes EDM, electronic dance music.
Yeah.
It all started with house music.
House, absolutely.
And house music is really diverse. And in our radio show, we want to show our fans, also with a Lost and Found track we have every week, that house music was like, it's already 30 years.
You know,
it's not something from now. So we play a lot of old tracks and young kids say, what is this new track?
Yeah.
It's See, that, a track from 1996.
Yeah. I love that because there's so many people now that, you know, I've loved house music since like my parents used to play like disco all the time. So I grew up on that stuff. And then I was like, all right, all this house music that came from that era, like stemmed from that. I grew up listening to all that too. And there's a lot of people now who just started listening and they're like, you know, what's this track? What's that track? And it's great when they finally go back and see like where those roots came from.
Exactly.
It's nice to see people kind of get a wider view than just, you know, progressive house on main stages. You know, like, you have to know the history a little bit.
Exactly, because a lot of young producers bringing tracks out from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And new kids don't even know that it's like a track from 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. funny because the whole future house thing, they all have like classics. Yeah. And they call it future house. Confusing, you know?
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
The subgenres of
exactly.
house music are crazy.
Yeah, it's a pretty big amount of names for different genres of house music. It's pretty crazy.
I feel it's like called house, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
It's called house music. Yeah.
People are just like ad-libbing. They're just like, future chill house trap. You just pick like random word generators.
What's your style? My style is tribal future progressive.
I love that. Well, listen, speaking of sexy, why don't we get into your song, Horny Bounce?
Don't get us twisted.
Okay.
Horny is about horns in the track.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right. He came up with the name. I'm like, no, this is not going to work. It's not going
to
work.
That's I feel like I need the wrong idea.
Well, that's awesome. Listen, here's Horny Bounce by Sunnery James and Ryan Marciano on the Beats and Booze podcast. So that was Horny Bounce from Sunny James and Ryan Marciano. It's only right that we take a shot with these fellas right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's about that time.
Tequila's your drink of choice, we've heard.
Cheers, guys. Salute.
Cheers. Thanks for having us.
In Holland, we say pros.
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 Yeah. I knew that one, too. Damn it. I knew that.
Wow.
Oh, good yeah.
It's actually really good.
Woo. Really good.
It was actually funny how we did this track, Honey Bounce. We actually were working on another project. We were in LA in the studio, and never nothing came out, and we just, you know, took some samples.
Started drinking.
well, not yet. And then we finished the track like very fast, right?
Put it in the sampler and we're just playing with a pitch and everything. It's like, da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey,
there it is. Yeah.
And, yeah. And we worked it out.
And I stole a vocal from someone.
Say that. Don't say that. Don't say that. They will never find out.
The attorneys are writing stuff up. You got an email in your inbox by the end of the show.
You fucked.
That's awesome.
So we know you guys are real big into soccer, and you guys did, it was it last year at Ultra that did like a
3 years
DJ?
Ago. Three years ago.
Oh, God, it's been, I'm forgetting. It's all one big blur.
I know.
It's, I mean, you guys are from Europe, and soccer players over there are like superstars. Like in America, it's insane.
Yeah.
Would you prefer being a superstar DJ or a superstar football player?
You know what? It's funny because they're all jealous
of you guys.
Like, oh, you guys living a life. Yeah. What are you talking about? Come on.
I must say, I was playing soccer on quite a high level. I got injured.
Right.
Long story short. Yeah. And it was my big dream. But the life I have now, I think it looks like you have less time for yourself. But I think you have more time for yourself.
Right.
Being a DJ.
Doing, yeah.
As a superstar soccer player, you don't have any. In Europe, you can move.
Yeah.
People will recognize you. And they judge you. If you drink, if you do something, it will judge you. And
wow.
I think it's a better life to be a superstar DJ than a superstar.
You get a little more leeway on the drinking. Yeah.
Not about the drinking, but people are watching you. Every step you make.
You're a role model. You're an icon for like all these little kids that come to the games rocking your jerseys.
But it's funny, though. But when they're off, they all go to America to party. Because no one
recognizes them.
For example, I'm good friends with Wesley Snyder.
Right.
And he told me once, like, when I walk on the street after 11, people are judging already. Oh, you don't have to go to bed. You have to
get up. You got practice tomorrow. Yeah, you got to play well for the game. That's tough.
And we are not out on after 11. You know, it's like, what, you guys don't have to work? What is this?
Yeah, that's awesome. You guys get to kind of have your fun and have the limelight when you want, and then you can kind of step away and be normal after that. Very cool. Well, listen, we usually have our guests from the previous show ask a question for our next guest.
Okay.
So you guys got to come up with a question for our next guest after we get your answer for this one. All right? That was a little wordy. That was a little confusing how I read that.
I got it.
That's a little backwards. Disclaimer there?
Yeah.
Is that the tequila talking?
One shot, he's drunk.
Yeah, I'm over. It's over now. All right. So our last guest was Data Life. And naturally, the guys want to know how many bananas you guys eat a day.
Would they ask us that?
Yeah. That's terrible. That's racist.
Oh, man. Well,
I can't even finish a whole banana, so I don't know.
I don't eat a lot of bananas. I think maybe two or three a week, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That's healthy. Yeah, those guys are crazy. Like,
I think they eat a lot, I think.
They're like, we eat 10 a day, and on tour days, maybe two. Yeah. But like 10 a day, like how do you even eat? Like
a lot of carbs.
Yeah, that's too
you
much.
You want to ask them that roving question we got?
Oh,
the cash
question.
All right, so the guys in Cash Cash, they were asking a little bit more of a risque question.
We got kind of drunk with them, so the question was more
So their question was, have you ever gotten a blowjob in the DJ booth? So, or we can ask you, have you ever seen anybody, witnessed anybody getting a blowjob in the DJ booth?
I'm honestly, I have to lie, no. I know.
No?
I never saw it.
I've never, no.
Would that be distracting, you feel like? Yeah.
Depends.
Depends on how good it is.
We have a DJ booth here?
Actually, there's one in the middle. Okay.
So, I mean, I heard stories about it happened,
but
I never saw it with my own eyes. Thank God. Otherwise,
we had someone say,
might be scarred.
Yeah, was, Blau. Carnage. Yeah, Blau told Blau's us that Carnage got it.
He got one?
Yeah.
Really?
Slattery's face is great right now. just pure
no, just imagine it's that. Like, oh imagine that. No, just imagine that.
I don't want to. That's the thing. I don't want to imagine that.
Wow.
That's awesome.
You'll
listen.
Never unsee that.
That'll scar
you. Want some Chipotle?
Well, now it's time for your question for our next guest.
We could pause and take another shot if you need to.
Who's your next guest?
Cedric.
Yeah, Cedric.
Cedric.
Mr. Gervais, oh man, he's scheming it.
Ask him when he's gonna sign a Dave Grutman's management.
That's a good one. I was gonna bring that up when he was on here.
I love that.
Right?
That's a deep one. I was just thinking about what's your worst shit or something.
We'll ask that one too.
That's two of you, so we'll go with two questions.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Dave Gorman, he's a secret agent, right? Yeah. Secret agent. Uh-huh. He's a secret agent. So.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, listen, guys, it was amazing having you on the show. You guys were awesome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course, man. Is there anything you guys want to plug or talk about so people can be on the lookout for what you're doing? And also make sure you plug your social media network so people can go follow you.
Yeah, I mean, Instagram, Sonnery James, Ramashano. Cool. A lot of new tracks coming. And yeah, so check it out. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Awesome.
Well, yeah, listen, this is the Beats and Booze podcast. You guys can follow me on my socials at DJ Dramos Spirito.
I'm at DJ Spirito. If you guys want behind the scenes Snapchat stories of when we're in the studio here, follow me on Snapchat as well. Flips.
And I'm Radio Flips on Instagram and Twitter.
And don't forget to subscribe and follow us
on
SoundCloud and iTunes. It's greatly appreciated.
Yeah.
We love you guys for listening. Guys, thank you so much for
stopping
by.
Thank you so much. Amazing.
Thank you for having us.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Beats and Booze.
Seriously, I am so happy to be done with all of that. I could drop a deuce right here.
The Beats and Booze podcast.